is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, so here we go. A woman in Indiana brought her pet raccoon to a fire station on Friday because she was worried it had overdosed on marijuana.
Oh, no, bro.
Wayne Township Fire Captain Michael Pruitt says the raccoon was very lethargic. She started explaining what happened. There wasn't really much they could do. It was sort of the thing where, you know, he had took time then for the marijuana to get through the animal. The fire department posted about the incident on Facebook, writing, "We do appreciate that our citizens turn us in their toughest moments for help. We hope in time the raccoon made a full recovery from being stoned."
Yeah, he just had a lot of earth-shattering revelations when he woke up.
Can you OD on that? I didn't think
you
could.
No, you can't. You can't. He was really just taking a heavy-duty nap. And...
Nobody has ever OD'd on pot, have they?
No, not in the history of man, if you can believe that.
Yeah. All right, the town of Yorkville, a suspect stole nearly $300 from a Racine County hotel, but his disguise is what everybody's talking about. Surveillance cameras at the Quality Inn at the town of Yorkville captured a man stealing the cash register from the front desk. Anthony Perrin exclusively sells the I Heart Ho-Ho Cakes.
Yes. Yeah, it's like a blue sweatshirt, and then like it kind of looks like the I Heart New York, but it's in, you know, white letters. It says,
okay.
Heart Ho-Ho Cakes.
Ho-Ho Cakes. But the thing is, Ho-Ho Cakes?
I was sleeping, and I got woken up by a bunch of text messages that one of my employees had robbed a motel.
Yeah, because his employees would be wearing the shirt because they work there, where the ho-ho... What is a ho-ho cake?
It's like a, you know, like it's the chocolate cake with the white filling inside, and it's covered with... Right? Am I right?
Kind of, but this guy's... It's a different version. Like, him and his family own this establishment, and the mom has this old recipe for a ho-ho cake. Well, let him tell you. It's the next clip.
Which begs the question, what exactly is a ho-ho cake?
There's no actual ho-hos in there. It's a chocolate cake. My mom, one year for, I think it was my 9th birthday, she made a ho-ho cake. She kind of came up with the recipe, and it was a huge hit.
So this guy steals the T-shirt and is seen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Committing crimes with the I Love Ho-Ho Cakes t-shirt, so they assume immediately it's an employee.
One of the employees, yeah.
Wow.
We have to stop somebody like this. This is a very brazen act.
Perini is even hoping to team up with law enforcement to solve the crime.
Are they serious?
It's brazen.
Did that sheriff really say that? I was kidding, right?
No, he's not. He sounds very serious. About the Ho-Ho Cake. Who are the Ho-Ho? I Love Ho-Ho Cakes.
Yeah, but they don't know who it is because they hand out a ton of these shirts, so they're like, it could be anybody.
But the Ho-Ho Cake unit will be out in full force this afternoon to track down this criminal, because this is a brazen act.
We have to stop somebody like this. This is a very brazen act.
We got to stop this guy. We need to, I mean, he's terrorizing the community in a Ho-Ho Cake shirt.
Perini is even hoping to team up with law enforcement to solve the crime, offering a year-long supply of the decadent dessert to the person who helps deputies catch the blue-hooded Ho-Ho Cake bandit red-handed.
So there's a reward, but it's not money. You get a year's supply of ho-ho cakes.
No, the police have put all their other cases on hold to find the ho-ho
We found bandit. Some ho-ho cake on the floor of the Quality Inn, and we're checking the DNA right now.
We're going to get that year's supply.
Yeah. All right, and finally, a slithering sentinel male python equipped with a surgically implanted tracking device led our own Florida wildlife officials and biologists to what they call a snake sex party.
Yes.
Wildlife biologist Ian Bostasek said they were tracking a Burmese python named Argo, who days earlier had helped find them a 100-pound female python, but now they found the mother load. I'm talking, this is insane. First of all, they're not indigenous to Florida.
They're not?
People bring these things from somewhere, who knows where.
There's snakes everywhere, I guess, just not pythons.
You know, remember when New York was getting infested with alligators?
Yes.
People would buy those little gators on roadside stands here when they were coming back from Florida. They'd take them up north. They started getting big in the bathtub, and then they'd go, just flush it down the toilet. They
put it in the sewer.
The gator would end up in the sewer growing and eating and growing, and then all of a sudden this big, huge gator. Don't you remember all this?
Yeah, it's like a swamp monster.
Sci-fi movie.
Sewer, yeah.
Well, now the opposite is happening. People are bringing these animals that don't belong here to Florida, and these snakes are destroying the ecosystem down in the Everglades.
Yeah, it's a Burmese python from Burma, a Floridian python.
So now this one snake led them, with the chip in him, led him to a huge 2,000 pounds of pythons having a little sex party.
It's like an episode of Sopranos. They lead them right to the whole gang.
Right.
Why you gotta ruin their fun?
The one of them, a 15 foot long, 115 pound egg laying female. Dude,
what?
This is a snake.
This is a sci-fi movie.
This is that movie like Anaconda. Remember that horrible?
Yeah, with Ice Cube and John Voight.
And J-Lo.
J-Lo? Wow, what a terrible movie.
That was the worst movie I've ever seen.
When the snake pukes up John Voight and he winks at him before he dies.
He's covered in snake slime.
Well, they're there and they're gathering the 2,000 pounds of pythons.
Oh.
It's the same amount as last year, but not in one sex party pile.
I was going to say, do they have to unknot the giant ball of snakes?
That's what she said.
Let's call Leo.
Thank you for calling the Hot Sexy Snake Hotline, where slithering snakes are ready to shed their skin and talk to you. If you'd like to talk to raunchy rattlers, press 1.
Yes.
Talk to voluptuous vipers, press 2. To speak to crazy in the sack copperheads, press 3. Want a red-bellied black snake who's ready to hiss sweet nothings into your ear? Press 4.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
I like that.
Rick, Stacy,